treasures in heaven. The cause of God should lie very near our hearts. The light of truth, which has been a blessing to one family, will, if communicated by parents and children, prove as great a blessing to other families also. But when God's bounties, so richly and abundantly given, are withheld from Him, and selfishly bestowed upon ourselves, God's curse, in the place of His blessing, will surely be experienced, for this the Lord has declared. God's claim is to take the precedence of any other claim, and must be discharged first. Then the poor and the needy are to be cared for. These must not be neglected, at whatever cost or sacrifice to ourselves. That there may be meat in mine house. It is our duty to be temperate in all things, in eating, in drinking, and in dressing. Our buildings and the furnishing of our home should be carefully considered with the heart's desire to render to God His own, not only in tithes, but as far as possible in gifts and offerings also. Very many might be laying up for themselves treasures in heaven, by keeping the Lord's storehouse supplied with the portion He claims as His own, and with gifts and offerings. Those who are honestly inquiring what God requires of them in regard to the property they claim as their own should search the Old Testament scriptures, and see what Christ, the invisible leader of Israel in their long wilderness journey, directed His people to do in this respect. We should individually be willing to be put to any inconvenience, to be brought into any straits, rather than rob God of the portion that should come into His house. Those who are Bible readers and Bible believers will have an intelligent knowledge of what saith the Lord in this matter.